Save America Ministries, P.O. Box 70879, Richmond, Virginia, 23255. God bless you and pray for the peace of Jerusalem.
You've been listening to Viewpoint with Chuck Crismier. Viewpoint is supported by the faithful gifts of our listeners. Let me urge you to become a partner with Chuck as a voice to the church declaring vision for the nation. Join us again next time on Viewpoint as we confront the issues of America's heart and home.
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
You may have heard about the 90 essential nutrients or the Mighty 90 needed for good health. But with all the products out there, what exactly are they talking about? The Mighty 90 is 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 60 plant-derived minerals, and 2 essential fatty acids. So, now you know. But with all the products you see and hear advertised, what exactly do you buy to come up with the Mighty 90 and the right ratios to promote good health? Youngevity has made it easy with the Healthy Start Pack, which contains one canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Vitamin and Plant-Derived Mineral Complex, one bottle of Bone and Joint Enriching OsteoFX Plus, and one bottle of EFA Plus Essential Fatty Acids, all in the proper ratios to promote good health and vitality. For more information or to order, call 1-800-991-8730. That's 1-800-991-8730 and ask about business opportunities.
You may be new to freeze-dried foods. You may have storable food questions. You may want to buy your freeze-dried foods from a very reputable company and not go broke in the process. Welcome to the Freeze-Dry Guy. Okay, actually, we're more than just one guy. We're a California-based company that's been serving our U.S. military and other government agencies with the finest in freeze-dried storable foods and emergency rations since 1970. See all about us at freezedryguy.com. With Freeze-Dry Guy freeze-dried foods, you can and will be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. Freeze-dried guy foods are delicious, require little preparation, and will taste just as fresh decades from now as they do today. Just add hot water and serve. Backpackers consistently rate us number one year after year as the best tasting and ease of preparation. Isn't that what you want for your family? Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. Freeze-Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
Well, this is Dr. Stan. I guess it's Buck Keeley. We're talking about crookneck squash. We have a fairly good number of those. He says start picking them, and if you start picking them, they'll come up with new buds and actually create more. If you don't pick them, if you just leave them on there, why, of course, the plant will shut down and quit growing. And, yeah, you'll get big squash, but it'll be tough and difficult to eat. Well, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. And if you have a question for Buck Keeley, our Master Gardener, this is the time to call. 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. Buck, how can people get in touch with you and learn about the products that you have available and order the seeds and certainly the seed catalogs that you have, order the basically type of long-term storage seeds that you have? Go ahead.
The best way to contact us would be via the Internet. If you have web access, just go to your favorite browser, whether it's Internet Explorer, Chrome, or whatever you use. Type into the address bar seedcatalog.com, seedcatalog.com, and that'll take you to our website. Or you can go to Dr. Stan's site and click on Heirloom Seed, and it'll take you to our website. when you get there, you're coming into our front page. The front page will have many, many helpful articles that will talk about the importance of preserving our seeds to staying away from the genetically modified seeds, the dangers that's inherent with those, the hyperhybridated seeds, the dangers that's inherent with those, and about how that the heirloom seeds set themselves apart of being sustainable and renewable and having a food supply that you can control. And once you look those over, you can click in to go shopping at our store. Inside the store, you'll find a lot of things that's helpful. The stores where you're going to find our seed products, we'll have prepackaged seeds or value packs for a large backyard garden or a small backyard garden or an urban garden. We carry seed banks, and a seed bank is your hedge against the future. A seed bank is where we take a pre-selected amount of seeds that'll either plant a half acre or an acre, depending on what side of seed bank that you buy. We take those seed packages and we seal them in a Mylar bag. The Mylar bag is impervious to insects, moisture, and light, which protects the seeds. And then we seal them in a tri-wall PVC pipe. The importance of that is that you can bury that pipe in the backyard or put it in your freezer, and the seeds can't be crushed or had any damage done to them. And seeds that are properly stored, like we prepare them, and if you'll keep them in a cooled place, in a freezer or buried a couple of foot down your backyard where you stabilize the temperature, that seed will keep the germination rates out for 20 years, which means that if something happens to interrupt our ability to have commerce, that you'll have seeds that you can plant your garden with as well as trade for goods and services. So those are important to have. We also carry things like our sprouting bags. Everybody ought to sprout seeds. It's a wonderful source of nutrients, good fresh vegetables, 3 to 5 days after you start them. And we introduced a new line of gourmet items. We are now selling on our website products that we make at Sea Catalog Farm, and those are infused salts with sea salt that's infused with herbs, as well as some hot sauces that we make. So go take a look at the website, browse around, and you'll find there's a lot of things there to look at. If you don't have web access, give us a call toll-free. It's 1-888-866-9132, 1-888-866-9132. Give us a call, and we'll send you a catalog or help you place an order online.
Well, now, when does the watermelons go in? When does the pumpkins go in?
This is a good time for most areas. Once again, when you get past the frost date, watermelons and pumpkins and your vining plants, it's a great time to do them about a week past last frost. Most of your melons are going to be out to 85 to 100 days in maturity, which means that you need to have 2.5 to 3 months of growing time, so you want to make sure to get them out early. Pumpkins, you can put them out now, and they'll be ready to go in most areas. If you live in the southern zones of 8 or 9, you should have them out already. But the pumpkins and your melons, both of them are long gestation periods, so you want to make sure to give them plenty of growing time.
All right, fine. So basically, now are we talking about Hubbard squash, or what are we talking about?
Yeah, your winter squash, this is a good time to put these out in most zones, that once you get beyond the last frost date, a month to 6 weeks after that, any time of that window is a good time to put out your winter squash, your Hubbard squash, acorn squash, any type of storage squash. And just as a side note, the difference between summer squash and winter squash is summer squash does not store. It needs to be consumed within days after picking it off the vine. Like I mentioned before, it doesn't stand well. It doesn't dehydrate well. It's best eaten fresh. If you're going to try to store it, freezing it is a good way, but even then it's the tenderness of the flesh gives away, and it's just not good like it is fresh. Your storage squashes, such as your Hubbard squash and your acorn squash, your banana squash and spaghetti squash and all these winter squashes, they're a thick-walled, dense squash, and they will store well for months in a cool, dry place. So if you have a cool, dry area in your house, in a guest bedroom, in a closet, or if you're fortunate enough to have a basement or if you have a root cellar, you can pick these winter squashes at the end of the season, and they will store well all the way through until springtime, and you can eat this fresh good, and it's as good as when you pick it, as when you eat it months away if you plant and harvest your winter squashes.
Well, could you put those in some plastic pails, or would you want to leave them out? Well, how would you want to store them?
Yeah, you want to store them where they have air circulation around them. If you put them where air doesn't circulate, you'll get moisture buildup, and thereby you'll get mold and you'll get rot. So the best way to store them is to put them on, if you're putting them in a root cellar, throw a little hay down and place hay around them so air circulates around them. If you're storing them in a spare bedroom in your house, to put them on newspaper inside of a box and stack them single layer. As long as you get air circulation around them, you're in a dark place where the sun doesn't hit them, and you're not where there's a high temperature, they'll store very well.
All right. Well, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464. If you have any questions at all for Buck Keeley, our master gardener, but of course, he's with us every month, and certainly bring us information that you need to know about how to plant a vegetable garden. Right now, of course, you just go down to the store and buy all the food you want to, but what would happen? What would happen if suddenly there weren't supplies of food down there and you were really going to have to depend upon your own ability? Well, this is a time to learn how to plant garden, and so this is why we have our garden in this year, and we had one last year, and hopefully we'll have a better one this coming year. So basically, now what about the fertilizer? Do we fertilize repeatedly? Do we fertilize just when we plant and then one more time? How often should we be fertilizing? And what about these liquid fertilizers like Miracle-Gro?
Well, the fertilization is something that home gardeners often emulate commercial gardening. And it's that if you're properly preparing your soil, that means that during the fall time that you're composting and you're augmenting your soil, you're providing good natural organic material into your soil, that you're adding to it worm castings, that you're putting well-seasoned manure into it, and you're putting it into your soil every year. Obviously, you're building a soil that's going to be rich in nutrients, and you're going to have to fertilize less. But the commercial or industrial farming, what they do is they deplete those soils. They don't augment and build their soils. So they depend upon fertilizers. That means they fertilize all the time in order for the plants to grow in the soil that's basically sterile from nutrients. So if you're a home gardener and you're an avid gardener and you're constantly building your soil, you're composting and you're adding that compost to your soil, you're getting good seasoned manure and you're adding that to your soil, you're obviously going to fertilize much less. But I fertilize, we augment our soil and build our soil, but I fertilize about two or three times a season depending on what I'm growing. If you're growing lettuce and radishes, these short-term crops, you don't need to fertilize if you have decent soil because it's very short-lived. They're going to germinate seed, blossom, grow, and you're going to harvest them in about a four-week period of time. And so they're not going to deplete the resources of that soil with any reasonable time. So you're good without seeding those kind of things or fertilizing those things at all. Spinach, if you've got a long-bolting spinach, you may want to fertilize it a little bit, but generally not at all. What you really want to focus your fertilizer on is things like tomatoes, peppers, squash, cucumbers, things that are going to be producing fruit for an extended period of time that you're going to harvest over and over and over.
This is John Russell, and in the next 7 minutes, I'm going to basically spit in the face of all the thieves, crooks, and liars.
That we fertilize, when we plant the seed, I'll put a little fertilizer down. And then once the fruit begins to bear, I'll fertilize about once every other week. Not a lot, that we use a dry fertilizer and a tea, depending on what we're doing. But the dry fertilizer, a small half handful at the base of the plant, and every time you water or every time it rains, it's going to leach those nutrients into the soil. Or if we're using a liquid fertilizer, what we'll do is we'll take worm castings or we'll take our bunny poo, and we'll mix those with a little molasses in an aerated pot, and then we'll spray those directly on the ground around the plant, and that's instant nutrients for the plant. Now, the difference between that and going down to the box store and buying something like Miracle-Gro is that you're using something that's natural, something that you have control over, and what's in the soil, and it'll be better for your plants and better for you because you'll be eating them.
In other words, basically, you're not quite sure what's in the Miracle-Gro, is that right?
Yeah, that the In my opinion, the natural fertilizers are far superior for the plant and for you.
All right. Well, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-2295. Give us a call if you have a question or comment. And our guest, of course, is Buck Keeley, a master gardener. And once again, your telephone number, Buck?
Our phone number is 1-888-866-9132.
And our number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. Give us a call.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look. And I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Through his research as a veterinarian, Dr. Joel Wallach discovered that most health problems afflicting livestock can be prevented and even reversed. Many of these same health challenges also occur in humans. These too can be prevented and reversed. Doc's original formula, called the Pig Arthritis Formula, alleviated all arthritis symptoms in animals. The same basic formula has been developed for humans, called the Pig Pack, which includes plant-derived minerals, a multiple vitamin complex, glucogel, and EFAs. Add to that Longevity's OsteoFX Plus, a proprietary blend of liquid calcium, magnesium, and glucosamine. Now you have the Pig Pack Plus to make up the 90 essential nutrients Dr. Wallach has identified as necessary for sustained good health and longevity.
For more information or to order, call 1-800-991-8730. That's 1-800-991-8730 and ask about business opportunities.
This is Pastor David Whitney with Institute on the Constitution. Our founders constructed this constitutional republic with the intent that citizens would function as the final check on the power of civil government. But that design would only work if the citizens understood our form of government as well as their responsibilities within that structure. That's why Institute on the Constitution has put together a host kit that enables anyone, anywhere, with any group of people to instruct them on our founding documents. We urge you to order a host kit. You can call us toll-free at 866-730-9796. That's 866-730-9796. Or you can order it on the web. Go to our website, iotconline.com. The only way our republic will survive is if its citizens arm themselves with the knowledge of our founding fathers' original intent of the Constitution, the Declaration, and the Bill of Rights. Call us, 866-730-9796.
For many decades, these great United States have had security and plenty because of the thousands of small farms which supply our every nutritional need. For generations, these dedicated men and women have supplied us with fresh food at reasonable cost. There is a chance that our food supply could be cut off in the event of a national emergency. You should carefully consider planting your own home garden. A seed bank from seedcatalog.com will make it almost easy. A seed bank contains every seed you'll need to plant a basic survival garden. All heirloom and all ready for you to create that special, necessary outdoor resource. Where can you find out more? Call 888-866-9132 or go to seedcatalog.com. Call 888-866-9132 right now and order seed for this year's garden. SeedCatalog.com.
This is Dr. Stan. My guest is Buck Keeley. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464 if you have any questions or comments. Now, what about the wood chips? Do they work pretty well?
The wood chips are a superior product for ground cover for a variety of reasons. One, that they are natural. That means that you're not going to be dealing with any type of artificial ingredients when you're gardening. And if you look out in the forest, that God has a way of working things with his plant. And if you go out in the forest and just take a stroll through any heavily wooded area and dig down and see the composite of that soil, you're going to find pieces of bark and limbs and leaves and needles, and all of that makes good soil. So if you use wood chips or bark in your garden for your ground cover, what will happen is over the year that will deteriorate, and it actually becomes a soil augmentation. It's building your soil. You want to be careful not to till that into your soil. One of the mistakes some novice gardeners will make is they'll try to augment their soil by getting bark or wood chips and tilling them into the soil. If you do that, it will lock up the nitrogen in the soil trying to decompose those wood chips. So put them on the top. Let nature take its course of the decomposition of them. But as it rains, what will happen is it will leach those materials, all of the nutrients in them, into your soil. And so it's like getting a bath of nutrients every time that it rains or you water. So my choice is wood chips, bark second to that. After that is things like newspaper and cardboard. And then after that would be the brown cover in the order of what I would use.
All right, fine. Well, if you're out there in the listening audience, you have a question for us, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. Give us a call if you have a question for our master gardener, Buck Keeley. And basically, of course, all of these things are things you start needing to think about. You need to learn, and certainly the one important thing is you sort of don't want to have to spend all your time weeding the garden. Now, a lot of the products that you buy, you know, from the store, they don't seem to grow a lot of weeds in them. They put something in them that actually suppresses weed growth.
I had one of our customers call up and said that all of their plants that they planted was dying. And I began to ask what they were doing, and they were fertilizing their garden with weed and feed. So that's something that you would put on your lawn. And the weed and feed product has a toxin in it that kills the weed. Well, that thinks that the garden is full of weed, so it kills anything that's broadleaf. So you have to be careful in how you deal with your weed. The compost that you buy from the stores or from any, and I'll say from any good nursery, will be composted to up to 140 degrees, and that kills all the seeds where seed doesn't grow. So if you are composting, you want to make sure to throw a piece of plastic over your compost towards the end and let it cook up to 140 degrees. It's not hard to do, and that way you won't get any seed. But really, that kind of grass problem or weed problem in your garden is not a problem because it's surface. And all you have to do is take a hoe and drag it just and cut it off, and it'll die because it can't get photosynthesis performed. That a lot of gardeners make the mistake of hoeing too deep or tilling between their crops. Once again, much of the home gardens are imitators of commercial gardening. You'll see the farmers out there with their harrows and with their discs, and they're cutting up the weeds so that the plants can grow between the rows. That all they're doing when they do that is they're actually turning up more weeds and more grass seed. That grows again and again, but they have equipment and it's cheaper and easier for them to run the equipment over it. For the home gardener, when you weed, if you're starting to prepare a garden spot, kill out the grass and the weeds by putting down a layer of cardboard on the area that you're going to plant. Put it down in the fall time, and come springtime, you'll have no living grass or weeds underneath it, and then you can have that as nutrients into your soil. And then once you plant your garden, when you see the grass or weeds coming up, take a good sharp hoe and just drag it across the top of the ground. Don't dig into the ground. What you're trying to do is cut the tops off of the weeds and off the grass. And when you do that, it kills that plant. But if you dig into the soil, what you're actually going to do is turn it more seed. And so you're going to be hoeing every day to take care of the new grass that's going to grow up or the new weeds because you turned up those seeds that's in the ground. So what you want to do when you weed is just take your hoe and you want to cut the tops of the plants off without disturbing the soil. And if you do that, nothing will grow back. You're going to be pretty well done weeding except for what seed happens to blow in. That's the easiest way to deal with the weed problem.
All right, let's go ahead and get your telephone number out and your web page one more time.
Our toll-free number is 1-888-866-9132, 1-888-866-9132, and you'll find us on the World Wide Web at seedcatalog.com. That's seedcatalog.com.
And if you can't find it, just go to our website and look up Heirloom Seeds at Radio Tivity. And if you'd like to call us for the second half hour, our telephone number 1-888-24-LIBERTY.
Hi, this is Joyce Riley, and most of you now know why so many people agree that Miracle 2 products are now being used by farmers and ranchers to increase their yield. Mechanics and machinists use it in their shops. Chiropractors and physicians are using Miracle 2, and the uses are simply too numerous to mention. Dr. Stan and the folks at Radio Liberty knew right away that the listeners would benefit tremendously by using Miracle 2 products. You can enjoy the benefits of Miracle 2 and help Radio Liberty continue to broadcast Dr. Stan's message by calling 800-544-8927 to order your Miracle 2 today. After you've tried Miracle 2 around the house, you'll probably do just what so many others have done, get rid of all those toxic cleaners and chemicals under your sink. Call Radio Liberty and order your Miracle 2 today, 800-544-8927, 800-544-8927. Dr. Stan Monteith and so many listeners know that Miracle 2 soap isn't just soap, it's a miracle.
Do you have a chronic disease that has devastated your life? If you do, you should contact the Envita Clinics. Their therapies can reduce the devastating side effects of chronic fatigue, heart disease, Lyme disease, fibromyalgia, and other persistent illnesses. Their experienced team is committed to setting a new standard in patient care. They're dedicated to bringing you the best of what's available in cutting-edge medical science. If I've stirred your interest, consider calling Envita at 866-830-4576. Or better yet, investigate their website at Envita.com. That's Envita.com. Or 866-830-4576. Envita at 866-830-4576. Envita.com.
So you finally decided to start taking a vitamin supplement. Those chewables and tablets are fine if you don't mind paying for something that is only absorbed about 4 to 6%. However, a liquid supplement can have a 90% absorption rate if you choose the right one. Youngevity offers a wide variety of liquid supplements with a 90% absorption rate or more. Beyond Tangy Tangerine may be the best one ever invented. It starts as a liquid, then is freeze-dried like those instant coffees into a crystal. Then all you have to do is add a couple of scoops to water. No refrigeration, no fuss, no mess. Not only do you get a complete multiple vitamin, Beyond Tangy Tangerine also has minerals, and it tastes fantastic. You'll want to drink it all day long. So the next time you reach for a vitamin supplement, reach for Beyond Tangy Tangerine from Youngevity. For more information or to order, call 1-800-991-8730. That's 1-800-991-8730 and ask about business opportunities.
Well, this is Dr. Stan back here at Radio Liberty, I guess this afternoon, because with Bob. Certainly with Buck Keeley, and now we're just going to do open lines. If you have something you'd like to talk about, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or here in the Central Coast of California at 464-8295, and we'll talk about whatever you would like to talk about. But it's really very interesting to note that the Indian economy is beginning to contract. Now, remember, India is probably the largest nation in the world today. The population control, one-child policy in China has killed off certainly at least 400 million. Children have been killed by abortion, probably three or four times that many. Have been certainly eliminated because of contraception, sterilization, and all the other things they've done in China. So they probably eliminated pretty close to 2 million people just in China alone. And, of course, they've tried some of the same policies in India. But because they have not had the forced abortion, the forced one-child policy, why the Indian population has grown ever more. Now, of course, they're starting a very aggressive sterilization program over there and trying to get the poor women, certainly bribing them or doing everything they can to get them sterilized and to encourage abortion in India. Well, of course, India's economy has been doing quite well for some time, but now the Indian economy is beginning to contract. And so the reason for that is that India has been primarily exporting to the United States. Certainly, all of the other countries throughout the world can produce goods, but the biggest consumer in the world is the United States. I mean, the United States certainly is the largest economy in the world, probably three times that of communist China, which is the second largest economy in the world. But the American economy is contracting. People are not buying as much as they have. So India said they cannot sell their products. And the same thing is true with China. The Chinese economy is beginning to contract as well. And certainly they're seeing this over in Europe. The countries over there are all having trouble, other than Germany. Germany seems to be doing quite well. But even their economy is beginning to slow down somewhat. But certainly all the other countries in Europe are slowing down, mainly because they cannot export to the United States. Because the people here certainly are buying less than they have in the past. More and more people are losing their jobs. And as we pointed out to you, the government is simply lying about the unemployment rate. And when you're unemployed, even though you get all sorts of welfare benefits, and the government is creating all sorts of welfare benefits, 43 cents of every dollar that the federal government spends, they borrow. And of course, what are they borrowing it from? They're borrowing it from themselves. Simply, the Federal Reserve System simply creates the money, and then, of course, they borrow that money. So basically, we're going further and further and further behind. They're lying to us about our yearly deficits. If you read what the real deficits are, and you get them from John Williams' site, shadowstats.com, the real deficit here in the United States, where we take in about $2.2 trillion per year in taxation, but the real deficit, in other words, what we spend in excess of what we take in, is about $5 trillion. And this keeps growing year after year after year. And basically, of course, that money is being used then to funnel into other countries throughout the world to try to keep their economies going. But, of course, it's not working too well. The economy of the entire world is contracting. Now, certainly over in Europe, a lot of the people there with money are very, very concerned. They're concerned about the stability of the banks in the so-called pig nations. If you're living in Greece or in Spain or in Italy or Portugal, and you have a fair amount of money, why today, if you have any sense at all, you're frantically trying to get your money out of those countries? And so what are the people doing? Well, they're investing, they're putting the money in banks in France, in Germany, or they bring it to the United States because they perceive that our currency is stable. It's really not. But, of course, the conception is that the dollar is the most stable currency in the world, and so they're investing in T-bonds here in the United States. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. It's open lines. We'd really like to hear from you and hear what you have to say. But basically, of course, because people are investing in T-bonds in the United States, why, of course, then we are driving based upon supply and demand, we're driving the interest rates down, which, of course, raises the value of our bonds. So T-bonds, really one of the few investments, really is doing fairly well because it keeps going up. But when, of course, this whole thing changes, and it's only a matter of time before it does, and when, of course, the people stop buying American T-bills, and then, of course, the interest rate starts going up, do you know what happens then to the value of our bonds? Why, of course, they begin to fall. And this is the real problem we face today. It is the very real threat of rising interest rates on T-bonds, falling rates certainly on the value of our T-bonds, and then so many of our corporations and banks and others that are invested in those T-bonds or T-bills are going to find themselves, of course, losing a great, great deal of money. And all this money that they think they're going to have for the pension funds and for other investments is just not going to be there. And that is going to create tremendous problems. Well, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. And we have Heinrich calling from New England. Hi, Heinrich. How are we doing tonight?
Yeah, how you doing?
I'm doing just fine. Good to hear from you.
Yeah. Here's the thing, too. You mentioned something about the economy stuff. Now, have you ever, you've probably heard the term of saying silver is poor man's gold.
Right. Right.
And although you don't have to be a poor man, you know, with that. But I think there is, you know, when you really think about it, even with money, the unit of currency, whether it's the Dutch guilder in the Netherlands, the Deutsche Mark, the Swiss franc, the U.S. dollar, Canadian dollar, Australian dollar, it's the denomination of silver anyway. You know, the gold pieces are like equivalent of $100 or $500 Federal Reserve notes anyway, you know, even in 1930s and even, you know, before it. And I did some little research and something, and I found out that, let's say back in 2001, if I got so many silver eagles then, even if it's just a few, or, you know, 20 or 10 or whatever, if you can't get gold, going with silver eagles, and they also have silver Austrian Philharmonic. They look exactly like the gold Philharmonic, except they're silver, and they have the same silver content as the silver U.S. silver gold, silver eagles, or the same silver content, I'm sorry, as the silver eagles of America, or the silver maple leaf. And I was thinking, well, if I got that, you know, I have a few anyway, but I'm saying if I had to, back then, I would still pretty much be able to hold the same buying power right now since silver's 20-something, 28, 60 an ounce now. And I think back then it was like $7 or something. So if somebody can't get gold, the silver is, you know, that's the unit of currency anyway. That would be a best bet. If you can't get gold, you can just much go with that. If you had a certain amount of $1,000, $2,000 worth of silver, talk about, well, if you have one silver coin, you know, two silver coins, you could buy a, you know, a Kronos keyboard that, you know, back 20 years ago, it was a Corrigan 1 keyboard. That's a synthesizer. I could buy, you know, if you have the same denomination in silver, you just need a little more of it, you know, or half as much more of it. You could pretty much do the same thing with either one. So I would tell the people that would be a good idea.
Fine. Now, telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. Heinrich's son is recommending silver as an investment, and I think that's very wise. See, Heinrich basically, why, of course, gold is a means of storing wealth. Silver is a means of having something to exchange. Basically, right now, if you have a 1 ounce gold coin, it's worth about, oh, say, $1,600, $1,550. And basically, what are you going to buy with that? You can't buy food. There's too much there. How would you get, you know, change for it? Whereas, of course, if you have silver, whether you have dimes or quarters or 50-cent pieces or even dollars, why, of course, you can buy something with it. One of the big problems they have over in Rhodesia today is they've had to give up their own currency because, of course, they got, I think, the $100 trillion note, they had to give that up. They had to return to using the American currency over there, and so they use the American dollar. But how do you make change? And so basically what they do over there is that they give you candy bars or they give you anything at all to make change. So if it's only 50 cents, whether it's give you 50 cents worth of candy bars or shoelaces or other things that you can have that have intrinsic value in them. But one of the most difficult problems they have in Zimbabwe, which used to be Rhodesia, which used to be a first world nation, but thanks to Henry Kissinger and the people who wanted to destroy that nation, now it's really a third-rate nation, barely a third-rate nation. But anyway, of course, it's certainly making change. So basically, I think your idea of having silver is excellent. And I would not only have certainly silver dollars, I would have 10-cent pieces, I would have quarters.
Yeah, you may write about that.
All of these things are important because they have to do with trade. Gold is for storage of wealth. Silver is for exchange. Our telephone number, 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. Anything else you wanted to say?
Yeah, one thing I heard you say on the two shows ago, you may be surprised about this. You mentioned about the media. And I think, I mean, I didn't call in on that show. I think it was yesterday. And here's the thing that I found out. Now, I talk to a lot of people when I can, you know. You know, I'm in an area that's not exactly best to get a bartending job and get out of here because there's a lot of immigrants and, you know, and all that. Not like Queens, but it's, you know, it's getting there. But when I meet somebody, and I met somebody at a bus stop, and he was in his early 20s. You know, I think. And, he was like white middle class, like you mentioned. He was looking for somebody organized for the, for some kind of Occupation Wall Street thing up here in Connecticut, which doesn't move very much. You know, the one in Boston, New York, and Oakland is different. And he wasn't a communist either. Well, anyway, he was for Ron Paul. That was number one. I didn't mention it to him. I swear I said nothing. These people, I just start talking and then you find out, you know, a lot, just like within a minute. It's funny. But here's the thing. I heard Gary Null, who's a nutritionist, and he has a lot of great books on, you know, chelation and stuff. He founded the American Progressive Network. Now, that is a more of a left-wing kind of thing. I don't listen to it. I don't have the web to listen to it. But what he said was startling me. He said that CNN, ABC, NBC, and this is the point right here, they are in trouble, and they're losing ratings. And that the TV, like what you heard about the newspapers, there's not as many people in some of the Generation Xer generations. So that would be like what? They're calibrated differently, but they say from after 65 to 85. And then the ones they call the Y, which would be like maybe teens and early 20s or mid-20s, that would be 85 to what? 2005, something like that. They're not bothering with the TV as much. Everything is the web, the web, the web. And I think he was true, because when he said that, I startled and I'm starting thinking about the guy on the bus, I mean, the guy at the bus stop, and then other people I talked to, who were like late teens, early 20s, everything was the internet. And I'm sitting up there thinking, well, why not? It wouldn't be, because if you look at it, like everybody, I hear people talk about MTV and what's on the cable and this and that and propaganda. I don't think it'll work, because why would they even look at music videos or anything on MTV? You know, although you can, when you could see if there's something, even a girl flashing a breast or nude or anything, you could see it more on the, from the actual artist's website or whatever on their web, that even on TV, even on cable would be censored. And then on top of that, other political information about alternative parties, alternative political ideas, whether it's, Ron Paul or alternative energy or anything, you can find on the web that the television networks, even the cable, since they're owned by all these, you know, Illuminati CFR people.
Well, Tom, would not allow. Tom, pardon me, Heinrich, I think you're absolutely right. Everything is changing, and certainly more and more of our younger people are turning to the internet, which is why so many of our younger people are really embracing Ron Paul, because they're getting the truth off the internet. The major mainline media, ABC, CBS, NBC, CNN, Fox, all of them are control what I call the Brotherhood of Darkness.
Yeah, well, they're all boring,
internet,
too.
Internet is the wave of the future. Hey, I'm going to have to let you go.
Okay.
Bye-bye. Tom calling from Santa Cruz. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. It's open lines. We'll take anything you'd like. What would you like to talk about? Hi, Tom. How are we doing?
I'm doing good. How are you doing, Dr.?
I'm doing fine. What would you like to talk about?
I'm curious of what your opinion is on the whole Rand Paul, Ron Paul fiasco that's going on right now.
Well, I would say that probably my son doesn't agree with me on everything, and certainly I don't think that Ron is very happy with Rand. I think that it was a terrible mistake on his part to think that you can play politics. You can't play politics. You've got to stand on principle like Ron Paul does. And people say, oh, well, they share a home. Well, just because they share a home in Washington, D.C., doesn't mean that they agree. And I would be very, very surprised if Ron Paul isn't just furious with Rand Paul. This would be my estimation. We'll just have to wait and see how it plays out. Anything else?
No, that was good. I was kind of just curious.
But basically, of course, you cannot compromise with evil. And this is what, of course, Romney represents. Most people think that he certainly represents simply another man. He's a Mormon. Most Mormons are good people. I love him. I never met a Mormon I didn't like. But I think there's a powerful force behind behind Romney. And, of course, this is one reason I do is because Kathy O'Brien came onto our program one afternoon. And as you know, Kathy was involved with the CIA mind control unit. And, of course, she made a remark that she had met Mitt Romney, at a meeting on Mackinac Island many years ago in Lake Michigan. It was a CIA function. The senior Romney was the governor of Michigan at the time, and of course Mitt was just a child, but it was her impression. He was under CIA mind control. Now this was she was 9 and he was probably 16 or 17. Basically, of course, as she made some remarks, she thought he was maybe 3 or 4 years older than she was at the time. She didn't really know. And suddenly you go up in the internet, and just because of my little program, all sorts of criticisms from me and all sorts of other people they're saying that, and I thought, methinks thou protest too loudly. Methinks thou protest too loudly. We'll be right back in a moment.
For many decades, these great United States have had security and plenty because of the thousands of small farms which supply our every nutritional need. For generations, these dedicated men and women have supplied us with fresh food at reasonable cost. There is a chance that our food supply could be cut off in the event of a national emergency. You should carefully consider planting your own home garden. A seed bank from seedcatalog.com will make it almost easy. A seed bank contains every seed you'll need to plant a basic survival garden. All heirloom and all ready for you to create that special, necessary outdoor resource. Where can you find out more? Call 888-866-9132 or go to seedcatalog.com. Call 888-866-9132 right now and order seed for this year's garden. Seedcatalog.com.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look. And I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
When men reach 50 years of age, most of them start having prostate symptoms. So Radio Liberty is offering a specially crafted formula called Prostate Support that addresses that problem. Prostate Support contains salt palmetto, Pygium African bark, pumpkin seed oil, and other products that have been shown in European studies to be beneficial. The product sold with a money-back guarantee. Health experts use this product, so call us at 1-800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. Get a bottle of prostate support. That's 800-544-8927. 800-544-8927. I use the product and I suggest you give it a try.
Well,
this is Dr. Stan, and we got a great program coming up the next hour. We're going to be talking about the Bohemian Grove and about Mike Hansen, who actually got into the Bohemian Grove along with Alex Jones, about his book, about his videos. And you'll find that tomorrow's program, the next hour's program, is going to be fascinating. Now, I want you to know we have a four-tape set on the Bohemian Grove. We also will be carrying Mike Hansen's book. We've ordered a case of them, and they'll be in probably within the week. So you can either get the four tape or four CD set on the Bohemian Grove. You can actually get the book on the Bohemian Grove. You can get a DVD on the Bohemian Grove. That's the one that Alex Jones shot. And Mike Hansen has a DVD on the Bohemian Grove. You can see that up on YouTube. So you'll certainly want to be listening to our next hour's program. But understand that there are a number of organizations that interlock to rule the world. People want to point to the Bohemian Grove. It's important. But then so is Skull and Bones. So is the Bilderberger. So is the Council on Foreign Relations. So is the Royal Institute for International Affairs and the Trilateral Commission and certainly the Club of Rome. They're all internationalist groups. And why do they have so many groups? Because they want to confuse you. I mean, they have the Masons, and they permeate every aspect of our life. And most Masons are good people. But, of course, they have, at the leadership level, they have a different agenda. And then we have the Mormons, and, of course, the Mormons are an offshoot of the Masons. And certainly most Masons are wonderful. Most Mormons are wonderful people. But, of course, the leadership have embraced the philosophy the basic philosophy of Mormon is you can become God. You can become God, and that was the lie that Lucifer told Eve in the Garden of Eden. That Lucifer told Eve in the Garden of Eden, and unfortunately, I fear that most people who are Mormons, even though they live exemplary lives, we're going to spend eternity in hell, and our job is to try to let them understand they have embraced a religion that came out of Masonry, that came out of the occult. You need, of course, to get my book, Brotherhood of Darkness, and read it. You need to get my talk on the Forbidden Secret and the syllabus that goes with that, my talk on the Dark Secret and the talk that goes with that. You want to get my recent talk on population control, the covert agenda. Population control, the covert agenda, the talk we gave at our last conference, is really quite good and has excellent information in it, and we certainly recommend that to you. And then, of course, we do have my other talks that were given at that conference, the talks by Rosalind Peterson on geoengineering, by Benny Martini on aspartame, by Michael Shaw on Agenda 21. I also should mention we are having a conference here on the 21st of October, and certainly put that aside. It's going to be an excellent time. We have at least one commitment already, and we're waiting to see whether or not the other gentleman, a retired Marine Corps colonel, will be available. If not, why, we'll pick up other speakers. But it should be an excellent, excellent program. That's the 21st of October, the Radio Liberty Annual Conference. But you need to get the other DVDs we've talked about, my talk on the population control, the covert agenda, and, of course, that was given at our last conference last year. Our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927, 1-800-544-8927, our webpage, radioliberty.com. Radioliberty.com, of course, you need to get our material going into the assassination of Bobby Kennedy, certainly of Martin Luther King, and then, of course, our four-tape set on certainly on CIA assassins. They're all available by calling 1-800-544-8927. Please pray for Radio Liberty. Let us all be free. this is Dr. Stan here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay, and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story, hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at, that illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality and not illusion or delusion that's going to determine what the future will bring. And I need to remind you the views expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They're my views, the views of Mike Hansen. We're going to be talking about his trip into the Bohemian Grove, where he went along with Alex Jones, and they got a chance to see what was going on there. Mike, how long does it go? Did you go into the Bohemian Grove?
It lasted about 5 hours.
Okay, and when was that?
That was in July of 2000, the year 2000.
All right, fine. How did it happen that you went in at that time?
Well, as some of your listeners might know, I was a producer of Alex Jones for over 13 years, starting in the right after Waco, and continued on to a couple of years ago. As you know, Alex is real, real big now, and he got about dozens of people taking my place now, so I'm kind of obsolete in the movement, I guess, now, and I got my own business down in South Texas. We're having an oil boom down here, and it's pretty fantastic what's going on here in Texas with the oil these days.
Well, you have some oil wells, and you have some access to some properties got oil on it?
Well, I got lucky and was able to buy my grandpa's estate when it was really, really cheap. It's not so much the oil. We have rental property, and all the oil people are coming in here, and we've converted them all into motel space and other space. We've spent a lot of money doing that over the last couple of years. And if Obama don't shut us down, the oil, they found more oil here in Gonzales County than Saudi Arabia. So if they don't shut us down, Obama, you know, it continues to make us money down here. And it, you know, before we were a very, very poor county down here. And, you know, bringing this oil in the last year is really, and they brought in hundreds, if not thousands, of people here in this town, which has really, really helped our town of 7,000 people.
Well, now, basically, I'm curious, are they getting the oil out by fracking now, or how are they getting it out?
That's exactly. And they're building a big pipeline from here to Houston, I guess, to ship it over to China. That's what I understand, that China's bought over 60% of this down here, so that's probably not a good thing, but it's really helped our economy. You know, as you know, the economy everywhere just crashed a couple of years ago, and same here in Texas and some parts of Texas, and this oil has really brought the economy up here in my part of the country, so that's what I've been busy with in the last couple of years.
All right, well, I'm sure glad you're doing well, but of course, what we really want to talk about is what happened when you got into the Bohemian Grove. Now, did you go in with Alex or what?
Well, we were at the time in 1999, we were, as some of y'all know, we were rebuilding the church in Waco for the Branch Davidians that were burned out in 1993. And that's what I was doing. I was the project coordinator. Of course, Alex and a lot of the other radio hosts at the time were on the radio plugging for money and materials to build Waco back, and we were approached by, Alex was approached by the World of Wonder out of the UK, and at the time I really didn't know anything about the Bohemia Grove. I've heard about the Bilderbergers and the Trilateral Commission and some of the other groups that you talk about on your radio show, but I really didn't know much about the Bohemia Grove at the time.
Well, I'll tell you what they know about me. They just ordered one of our four CD sets, just this last week. So it'll be very interesting to see what happens. But I have nothing to hide. This is what I believe, and the people express their views, and it certainly sounds very subversive to me. We'll be back in a moment.
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued.
Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
You may have heard about the 90 essential nutrients or the Mighty 90 needed for good health. But with all the products out there, what exactly are they talking about? The Mighty 90 is 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 60 plant-derived minerals, and 2 essential fatty acids. So, now you know. But with all the products you see and hear advertised, what exactly do you buy to come up with the Mighty 90 and the right ratios to promote good health? Youngevity has made it easy with the Healthy Start Pack, which contains one canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Vitamin and Plant-Derived Mineral Complex, one bottle of Bone and Joint Enriching OsteoFX Plus, and one bottle of EFA Plus Essential Fatty Acids, all in the proper ratios to promote good health and vitality. For more information or to order, call 1-800-991-8730. That's 1-800-991-8730 and ask about business opportunities.
You may be new to freeze-dried foods. You may have storable food questions. You may want to buy your freeze-dried foods from a very reputable company and not go broke in the process. Welcome to the Freeze-Dry Guy. Okay, actually, we're more than just one guy. We're a California-based company that's been serving our U.S. military and other government agencies with the finest in freeze-dried storable foods and emergency rations since 1970. See all about us at freezedryguy.com. With Freeze-Dry Guy freeze-dried foods, you can and will be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. Freeze-dried guy foods are delicious, require little preparation, and will taste just as fresh decades from now as they do today. Just add hot water and serve. Backpackers consistently rate us number one year after year as the best tasting and ease of preparation. Isn't that what you want for your family? Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. Freeze-Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
Well, this is Dr. Stan. I guess it's Mike Hansen, who actually got into the Bohemian Grove along with Alex Jones. Was it about the year 2000 or 1999?
It was July of 2000.
July of 2000. And, of course, Mike says, do not try to get in. They've reinforced this. They got all sorts of alarms and cameras. And Anderson, you know, you can get into all sorts of trouble trying to do what Sidney, Mike, and Alex did back in 2000. So basically, of course, Mike had contact with a woman named Mary Moore. Now, actually, we interviewed Mary a couple of times, and you'll hear my interviews with her in our four-tape set on the Bohemian Grove. We actually have a four-tape set of people I interviewed were there, and Sidney, Mary Moore was there. And so she had introduced Mike and Alex to a gentleman who knew something about it and told him just to, what did he do? He told you just to walk in or what?
He was telling us just to walk in, but let me just say one more thing about the guy that got in and tried to burn the Bohemia Grove down because of something he heard Alex say on the radio. You know, he got in and he got caught and he got 11 years in prison. And that was a waste of that young man's life, and I would just hate for something like that to happen for anything that I say on your radio show. So just be aware, you're not going to succeed in getting in. They got too many cameras and too much technology these days and too much security, and there's been a lot of people try since we got in there, and they've got caught and they've gone to jail. So just be aware of that if you do decide to, on your own, to go up there to the Bohemia Grove. Just be aware that you will go to jail.
And sometimes they'll have demonstrations outside that, and they think they do almost every year, but certainly people don't actually get into the Bohemian Grove. Well, anyway, of course, so you met Mary Moore, and she introduced you to some fellow who told you that you should try to walk in. He was a lawyer, so what happened?
Well, he said that it would be impossible to go through the Russian River, that you would probably fall down a cliff and kill yourself, because Alex was thinking about getting us in through the Russian River and climbing up through the hills and getting in that way. And he said that was just not a possibility, to getting in that way. He told us just to dress preppy. Most of the people that go to Bohemia Grove are older men, and at the time I was in my mid-30s, and I think Alex was in his mid-20s. Of course, I'm a lot older now, and we looked too young, really, to be part of the Bohemia Grove. So they bought us some clothes from some store that made us look kind of like preppy billionaires, and that's how we got the look of the Bohemia Grove by what the lawyer had told us to wear. And right when we got there to the Bohemia Grove, they dropped us off, and we were going to walk up to the gate, and something just told us not to do that, and we dove into the woods, and we fiddled around in the woods all the way for about 30, 40 minutes till we got to the parking lot of where they parked their cars. And it just so happened that one of the guards, when he turned around, we came out of the woods, and it was a Mercedes-Benz there, and I put my hand on the Mercedes-Benz like I was getting out of the car. So he thought we got out of the car. And then we saw these two old men, and I thought to myself, you know, I've heard about what's going on in here, you know, about the gay activities and the top gay porn stars that are servicing, you know, the Bohemia Grove. It was also in the New York Times 2004 that Chad Savage is his name, was hired to service the members there. So I decided to hook onto those. I told Alex, let's hook onto those two old men and act like we're with them, because they do bring in some younger men sometime there. And sure enough, we were with these old men, and this bus came around. It was an owl bus. It had an owl on it, the Bohemia Club. And we didn't have to walk in. We got on the owl bus, but it was an open bus.
Okay, fair. Ladies and gentlemen, the owl is the symbol of the Bohemian Grove. They have this 40-foot owl there. The owl is also a symbol of Moloch, certainly a symbol of Satan. And so basically, in front of the owl, they have their yearly sacrifice, or simulated a sacrifice before the owl. And basically, if you have the material, which we actually have the written material, we were able to get at considerable expense. But one of the lead pages, the title page, it says, it just simply, we revere the owl. We revere the owl. Of course, that's a symbol of Satan. So go ahead. And you got on the owl bus, and what happens?
And the two old men started talking about their robe. The robes, because, you know, they wear these kind of like Ku Klux Klan robes when they do this ceremony, and they sacrifice a child in effigy, supposedly a baby, and it screams, and right in front of Moloch, which some people call it Moloch, and I've been contacted by many, many experts, supposedly, and they say it's not Moloch, it's something else, but I call it Moloch. It's a demon-looking owl. It's 40-foot stone owl. That it's 40-foot tall. That's how big it is. And they started talking about their robes, and I kind of told Alex, I said, we don't have no robes. What are we going to do? And so we got through the three checkpoints because we were with these old men. The people that were at the checkpoint knew these old men, and just assumed not to say say anything to these men that we were with these men. So that's how we were able to get in. There's literally three checkpoints to get into that place. And that's not counting the parking lot. And so that's why I said I don't think it's going to be very easy for anybody to get in there anymore with all the technology they got these days. You know, back in 2000, they didn't have the technology they do now.
All right, fine. And of course, it is not a real human sacrifice. It's a simulated human sacrifice. We don't know what goes on behind the scenes, but it is a simulated human sacrifice. You get in there. Of course, what is it, by early afternoon when you get in?
We got in a couple hours before dark.
All right, fine. So then what happens?
And we walked around the whole place trying to stay out of people's way, not able to really talk to people because, you know, we didn't know exactly what to say. We were confronted a couple times, and, of course, we told them that we were at the Hillbilly Camp, which is George Bush and his father's camp. You know, that's pretty believable since, you know, we have Texas accents. So that was pretty believable. And all of a sudden, they have this big bell that rings, and everybody goes to the dinner. It's an outdoor dining room. And it's real, like, 1,000 people out there eating. Of course, we didn't have a placemat to eat, so Alex and I had to sneak up to where their encampments, the camps are. And I call them camps, but it's really more a luxury camp. You know, they have grand pianos and big king-size beds out in the opening, but they have a tent over it. And paintings and statues, and it's just real luxury-like. It's not like a Boy Scout camp or something like you would think of. It's luxury everything. So that's where we snuck out. And then just before they got to finish eating, we went down to the dining hall. And when you were going down to the dining hall, they got all these big redwood trees. And these old men would come up and just take their private out and start peeing on you like they were marking their territory or whatever they do there. And that was one of the weirdest things I saw while I was in there, that these old men were, you know, peeing on the trees. And you know, there was a bathroom two feet away, but they weren't doing that. They were, you know, on the sidewalk and what, when you're trying to, and the urination was just running down the sidewalk. That's how bad it was. And that's, I understand later, I found out later, that's one of the things that they do there. So,
all right, fine. So basically, of course, they sort of cavorting around, they have their dinner, and then what happens?
Well, then everybody starts making their way towards the lake area, which is where Moloch is. It's a 40-foot stoned owl. We actually got film earlier in the day, but I didn't know exactly what it was at the time, because when you're up real close to it, you really can't tell it's an owl unless you're kind of across the lake and looking at the outline of it. It's a demon-looking owl. And, you know, some of the research that we have in the book, you know, the owl can mean a lot of things to a lot of people. Just like in downtown Austin here, we have a 33-story Frost Bank Tower, and if you look at each side of it, it's Moloch. They made it to look like an owl from four different directions if you look at it, and it's Moloch. And I went in there and asked the...
Go ahead.
I went in there and asked the people that were building it at the time, and they said they were directed to make that look like an owl, that right. It was not in the plans to start off with.
Well, you have to understand, ladies and gentlemen, we live in a fallen world. There's occult symbology every place. You see it on television all the time. You see it on our currency. You see it as the on the top of the Supreme Court building there, and in Jerusalem, certainly the pyramid capped by the all-seeing eye. And understand that you'll see this on the backs of, on so many things on television.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look. I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Through his research as a veterinarian, Dr. Joel Wallach discovered that most health problems afflicting livestock can be prevented and even reversed. Many of these same health challenges also occur in humans. These too can be prevented and reversed. Doc's original formula, called the pig arthritis formula, alleviated all arthritis symptoms in animals. The same basic formula has been developed for humans, called the pig pack, which includes plant-derived minerals, a multiple vitamin complex, glucogel, and EFAs. Add to that Longevity's OsteoFX Plus, a proprietary blend of liquid calcium, magnesium, and glucosamine. Now you have the Pig Pack Plus to make up the 90 essential nutrients Dr. Wallach has identified as necessary for sustained good health and longevity.
For more information or to order, call 1-800-991-8730. That's 1-800-991-8730 and ask about business opportunities.
This is Pastor David Whitney with Institute on the Constitution. Our founders constructed this constitutional republic with the intent that citizens would function as the final check on the power of civil government. But that design would only work if the citizens understood our form of government as well as their responsibilities within that structure. That's why Institute on the Constitution has put together a host kit that enables anyone, anywhere, with any group of people to instruct them on our founding documents. We urge you to order a host kit. You can call us toll-free at 866-730-9796. That's 866-730-9796. Or you can order it on the web. Go to our website, iotconline.com. The only way our republic will survive is if its citizens arm themselves with the knowledge of our founding fathers' original intent of the Constitution, the Declaration, and the Bill of Rights. Call us, 866-730-9796.
For many decades, these great United States have had security and plenty because of the thousands of small farms which supply our every nutritional need. For generations, these dedicated men and women have supplied us with fresh food at reasonable cost. There is a chance that our food supply could be cut off in the event of a national emergency. You should carefully consider planting your own home garden. A seed bank from seedcatalog.com will make it almost easy. A seed bank contains every seed you'll need to plant a basic survival garden. All heirloom and all ready for you to create that special, necessary outdoor resource. Where can you find out more? Call 888-866-9132 or go to seedcatalog.com. Call 888-866-9132 right now and order seed for this year's garden. SeedCatalog.com.
Well, anyway, I guess it's Mike Hansen. Mike was there at the Bohemian Grove with Alex Jones, and they're sort of in the background. They're on the far side of the lake, so they can see everything going. And a lot of the people are wearing their hoods and their gowns, and they got their candles. But basically, of course, they're taking. Mike and Alex were able to get pictures. And basically, what this was a feigned human sacrifice. It's assumed to be feigned. It's in front of this replica of an owl, 40-foot owl. And first of all, do they actually kill this child? Or simply, in other words, I'm not suggesting it is a child, or they simply just burn it while it's screaming. I don't care to say that it's all simulated, we hope. But basically, do they actually kill the child before they burn it? What happens?
Well, they say that they're burning it in effigy, but my opinion, this is Mike Hansen's opinion here, I think they're killing people in real life, like what they did at Waco, what they did on 911, and other things in the world, and they go to Bohemia Grove to kind of repent to the devil for what they've done in the real world. You know, they call it the trying to get rid of their care, that they're trying to get rid of what they've done all year. That's my opinion. You know, I've seen... You look at all the people they're killing in all these wars that they're starting. All the people they're starting these wars are part of the Bohemia Grove. Star Wars.
Mike points out that Richard Nixon was part of this. Ronald Reagan was part of this. Some of our key military people are part of this. Some of the most wealthy people in our country, certainly the Rockefellers and Kissinger. All the people who really make things move and go in our nation, or so many of them, are members of the Bohemian Grove. Now, does that mean that everybody who attends a program there is a sinister individual? Well, they're probably not. A lot of them go because they want to be affiliated or associated with the movers and shakers of the world, but they should consider the implications of what they're doing. I know people who've been there, and they were not bad people. But because, well, one of them, of course, was invited on a regular basis by President Herbert Hoover, who is a member of the Bohemian Grove, this was a four-star Army general, and he went to it because he got the chance to meet a lot of the people. But I think he should have really understood the implications, the spiritual implications of what he was doing. But he looked forward. It was sort of a nice outing for him. I think there were other people, though, who see him much more sinister and recognize the sinister things that are going on. What are your thoughts, Mike?
Well, you know, they say that the membership list includes every Republican U.S. president since 1923. That is kind of compromising to me. And also, you know, the atomic bomb, the Manhattan Project, and all these Star Wars and all this stuff, they were discussed there before they were real world. So to me, they're the ones out here starting all the chaos in the world, and some people call it the New World Order. I think that's a lot of where it's coming from, out of that Bohemia Grove. And I'm not saying it's not other organizations too, but I think a lot of it's coming from that Bohemia Grove, not too far from where you're sitting right now, up in Northern California. And I just am glad that I'm never going to have to go back there again, I hope. I think the place is an evil playground for these robber barons. And, you know, I'm never going to go back on their high holy day. I can guarantee you that.
Well, I certainly am glad you're not. I think I'm just so glad that you got out of there, got out safely. Well, what happens, of course, they have the cremation of care. This is a sacrifice. Does it just take place one time every year? How often?
Well, one time that I know of, because I was only there one time, but I understand the year we were there, that a week after we were there, that George Bush and Dick Cheney were there doing the cremation of care, and he announced from the Bohemia Grove that Dick Cheney was going to be his vice president candidate. So that's even documented in every newspaper around, that George Bush said that from the Bohemia Grove, and him and his father are both members.
Well, I think that these are very, very sinister people, and certainly, basically, of course, Mike Hansen and Alex Jones were there on the night that they had the cremation of care. So basically, then, how are we able to get out of the camp?
Well, that was that was just pure adrenaline, I think.
All right, hang on there. We'll talk a little bit more about that in just a moment. If you have a question or comment, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. Our guest, Mike Hansen, will be back in just a moment here at Radio Liberty.
Hi, this is Joyce Riley, and most of you now know why so many people agree that Miracle 2 soap really is a miracle. Miracle 2 products are now being used by farmers and ranchers to increase their yield. Mechanics and machinists use it in their shops. Chiropractors and physicians are using Miracle 2, and the uses are simply too numerous to mention. Dr. Stan and the folks at Radio Liberty knew right away that the listeners would benefit tremendously by using Miracle 2 products. You can enjoy the benefits of Miracle 2 and help Radio Liberty continue to broadcast Dr. Stan's message by calling 800-544-8927 to order your Miracle 2 today. After you've tried Miracle 2 around the house, you'll probably do just what so many others have done. Get rid of all those toxic cleaners and chemicals under your sink. Call Radio Liberty and order your Miracle 2 today. 800-544-8927. 800-544-8927. Dr. Stan Monteith and so many listeners know that Miracle 2 soap isn't just soap. It's a miracle.
Do you have a chronic disease that has devastated your life? If you do, you should contact the Invita Clinics. Their therapies can reduce the devastating side effects of chronic fatigue, heart disease, Lyme disease, fibromyalgia, and other persistent illnesses. Their experienced team is committed to setting a new standard in patient care. They're dedicated to bringing you the best of what's available in cutting-edge medical science. If I've stirred your interest, consider calling Invita at 866-830-4576. Or better yet, investigate their website at Invita.com. That's Envita.com. Or 866-830-4576. Invita at 866-830-4576. Invita.com.
So you finally decided to start taking a vitamin supplement. Those chewables and tablets are fine if you don't mind paying for something that is only absorbed about 4-6%. However, a liquid supplement can have a 90% absorption rate if you choose the right one. Longevity offers a wide variety of liquid supplements with a 90% absorption rate or more. Beyond Tangy Tangerine may be the best one ever invented. It starts as a liquid, then is freeze-dried like those instant coffees into a crystal. Then all you have to do is add a couple of scoops to water. No refrigeration, no fuss, no mess. Not only do you get a complete multiple vitamin, Beyond Tangy Tangerine also has minerals, and it tastes fantastic. You'll want to drink it all day long. So the next time you reach for a vitamin supplement, reach for Beyond Tangy Tangerine from Longevity. For more information or to order, call 1-800-991-8730. That's 1-800-991-8730 and ask about business opportunities.
Yeah, this is Dr. Stan. Our guest is Mike Hansen. And our telephone number, if you have a question for Mike, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. Well, Mike, first of all, do you have a website or anything you'd like to get out? No, we will be carrying the book. We actually do carry a four-tape set on this. The book is available now. It's been in print for several years, and they've even heard of it, but fortunately, it's been republished and is available to Radio Liberty. If you call us at 1-800-544-8927, 1-800-544-8927, it's called The Bohemian Grove. We have a four-tape set by the same title, and then we carry Alex Jones' DVD. But, Mike, you actually have your films, and how would you like to tell people how they can get them?
Well, I don't have any films. The film that I have up on my YouTube channel is free to anybody that wants to see it. It's Secret Rulers of the World. It played over in the UK. It did not play here. It played over in the UK to, you know, hundreds of millions of people, but it was kind of blocked out here in the United States. because a lot of the people that go to the Bohemia Grove and are members of the Bohemia Grove control the media here in the United States. So that'll tell you something. And the book is actually just been reprinted and redone in 2012, and that was done by Tex Mars, and he is also has a real nice forward in the book. And of course, Mary Moore and David Icke and Alex Jones and somebody out near you out there, Dr. Peter Phillip and John DeCamp, they all have their opinions of what's going on in there, and there's a lot of good pictures in that book. And also, it's my full story, which I do very, very few interviews, so that's why I'm blessed to be able to be on your show tonight and let everybody know that my full story is there in that book, and I hope you can get something out of it, because I think it's a real well-rounded book, Dr. Stan.
Well, I'm really pleased that you're with us here, and our telephone number, if you help the listening audience, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. So basically, did anybody pay any attention to you there? Because it's getting dark and they're getting ready for the celebration, for the ceremony, and they take this figure, whether it's whatever it is, and they row across the lake with it, and they take it over in front of the stage there, and the people with their hoods and their certainly there. Their capes, and is there a big fire there? Is fireworks? Or
oh, yeah. And, you know, all I could do, you know, was keep myself from turning around and running. You know, that's how scared I was inside. I mean, I had no idea that it was going to, that I would ever see anything like this in my entire life. I didn't even know anything really, even though I've been in the Patriot community for a long time. Since the early 90s, I've never, you know, thought I would ever be a part of anything like this. And it, to me, it was a life-changing event in my life. And I did a tour right after 2000, and I tried to go around to the churches, especially the Baptist churches, and explain to them what I saw there in Northern California. And I was literally laughed out of these churches. Even though, you know, we had footage of it, and, you know, there's a lot of documentation. That's why I decided to write the book, ultimately, is because, you know, I had a lot of people help me on this book, a lot of experts, and, I'm not really an expert. I'm just kind of an eyewitness to what's going on out there. And that's why I really wanted to get the word out, because I was literally laughed out of churches. That I was trying to get the word out of. You know, they don't understand that the people that are running their government and running their corporations, running their whole entire life of any significance these people are in control of, are doing this sort of thing, worshiping, I call it the devil owl, out there in Northern California. And I think if a lot more people would pay attention to what's going on, like on the news, if they would, you know, give, you know, get away from who's having sex or what cat's in the tree that night and focus on what's really going on, like what's going on in Northern California, I think a lot more people would pay attention to what's going on in their government.
Well, it's so hard to believe, because that this is going on, because what people don't understand is they've infiltrated our religious ceremonies. They've infiltrated the Catholic seminaries. They've infiltrated the Protestant ceremonies, the Catholic seminaries. They've introduced people who are pedophiles and are homosexuals, and these are in key positions in the Vatican and in the hierarchy of the Catholic Church today. But don't, if you're a Protestant, don't sit back too smug, because remember, certainly the head of the 30 million member National Association of Evangelical Christians, let me repeat that, the head of the 30 million member National Association of Evangelical Christians was a man named Ted Haggard, who was a cocaine-smoking homosexual, infiltrated at the very highest levels of a Protestant church, and you can be sure that many of the people who surrounded him were of a similar bent. That's the reason that Ted Haggard was placed into that position, But it's so hard for the average Protestant to realize that they've infiltrated our churches, and this is why they never talk about anything that is really significant as far as what's going on in America today.
Exactly.
This is the reason they're able to get away with it, is because they've infiltrated our Protestant churches. These people can get up, they can give a sermon, but they do not believe it, and they do not believe in the divinity of Jesus Christ. It's all a game to control the congregation.
Well, Dr. Stan, the best response I had during that tour was the black churches. They paid attention to everything I had to say, and they were chasing me down afterwards to know more. I tell you, they, you know, some of the black people have been, you know, oppressed a lot longer than some of the other races, and I think that they understood it a little bit better than some of the Baptist churches out there. And one thing Richard Nixon's on the record saying is about the Bohemia Grove, and you can go listen to this on the internet. He said that of the Bohemia Grove, because he went there, and he is supposedly a member, he said it was the most faggy GD thing that he could ever imagine. So even some of the members are telling off on the other one in there. So, and I think there's quite a bit of history about homosexual activity going on in the Bohemia Grove. At least 20% of them in there are having homosexual sex. And now that happens after the cremation of care, and I was long gone before that happened. Thank God.
All right, fine. Well, tell us what happened anyway. You were watching the ceremony, and because the ceremony draws to an end, how were you able to get out of the Bohemian Grove?
Well, you know that this is an all men club, and there's no women at all there in that club, except for some of them do work in the kitchen. And I had noticed during when we came down from the hill that there was a kitchen, and I figured that the kitchen had to go somewhere to get out of that place. So we ran as fast as we could with the footage, because we knew we had the footage and we knew we had to get it out of there. You know, nobody's ever been able to sneak footage out of that place except for maybe one time, one little picture out of that place. So we had to get out of that place and get it out on the internet before, you know, something happened to it. So we ran as fast as we could after we got the footage and went through the kitchen and somehow came out in the middle of nowhere and just kept running until we got to a town called, I think it's called Monte Vista. It's a little town right next to the Bohemia Grove, and that's where we saw the British media, and they picked us up and took us back to the hotel.
I think that's where Mary Moore lives, isn't it?
Yes, but I never ran as hard as I did that night. I can guarantee you that, because, you know, and Alex was pretty smart. You know, he got it out on the internet as fast as he could, where, you know, it didn't matter if something happened to us, it would still be out there, and it's still on the internet out there, you know, 10 years later or 13 years later now. So you can still see it out there on the internet, the original footage that he put out there that night. So, you know, once it's out there, there's no reason for them to come after us unless they're going to, I think the time is already gone where they could sue us for trespassing or whatever. But, you know, I waited 3 years to write the book just to make sure that there weren't going to be any legal, problem, and so I think we're going to be all right with that. I don't think that there's not a danger of them coming after him. The information's already out there. So, and Alex has been broadcasting that for years on his radio station, but it's just a lot of people hadn't heard my side of the story, and I really, really documented in this book, and you know, how we got in there and how we got out and all the little things that happened to us while we were getting in and out of there. And I just think it's a great book, and anybody that can get it, read it, I would really appreciate it.
All right, fine. Well, we will be carrying the book. It's called Sitting at the Bohemian Grove, and Now, basically, has anything happened since then at all, as far as your any repercussions from your having snuck in, or from anybody been critical of what you did, or suggest that this is all sort of made up, there's nothing to worry about?
Oh, yes. There's, you know, of course, Alex is getting the brunt of it because, you know, I'm kind of the sidekick, really nobody talks about Mike Hansen a lot. Alex has been on all the big radio shows, and your radio show, and all these other radio shows, and overnight with George Norrie and the rest of them, and I really don't get a lot of that, I've read on the internet where people think we were actually let in there, and I just want to say right now that that's not true. We got in there on our own accord. Nobody helped us get in there from the Bohemia Grove Club, and there's also been, you know, stories that Alex is part of them and this and that, and I can tell you that's not true, you know.
Well, basically, how many men do you think go to these meetings?
I would say there's about 3,000. Now, we do in the book have everybody that's a member on a list. We got a hold of the Texmark, got a hold of the 2010 list, and we do have that documented in the book. So you can look in there, anybody you might know of, a corporation leader or any of these military contractors, oil company heads, government officials, look in there and you can see if they're a part of that, or even if they've ever been there. Just like in 2008, Dr. Stan, Obama and McCain visited Bohemia Grove. So isn't that kind of weird? It's almost like they're picking out who's going to be president for us, like some kind of puppet show or something for us.
No, I don't think it's almost like. I think they really do. I think that this is all cut and dried. I think they run people on the Republican ticket. They run people on the Democrat ticket, and whichever side wins, their candidate is victorious. And basically, it's so hard for people to understand that the whole electoral process is as phony as a $13 bill. And basically, of course, it is all an assumption of democracy. But believe me, if they don't like the way things turn out, they simply will have people killed or assassinated, or simply leaders throughout the world are simply overthrown in revolutions. Why do you think we have a troop stationed in 130 nations throughout the world? Why do you think we have special forces, trained killers, certainly in 75 nations, special forces, SEALs? Why do you think we have 800 to 900 military bases throughout the world? Do you think it's something we don't know what to do with the money? Of course not. We're having to borrow the money, but this is all part of creating the empire. The New World Order, the New World Religion, the New World Currency, certainly the New World Ruler. This is what it's all about. The average individual in America has very little of any knowledge of what's going on. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. And if you'd like to get Mike Hansen's book, it's called The Bohemian Grove, or our 4-tape set on the Bohemian Grove, or the DVD we carry on the Bohemian Grove. Our number, 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. Well, Mike, I'm certainly glad you wrote this book, and I'm amazed it's been out all these years, and I'd never even heard of it until of course, Tex Mars reprinted it.
Well, Tex, I wrote this book. It cost me over $15,000 to do the research and to self-publish it for the last couple of years, and it's been re-released and redone by Tex Mars, and I really appreciate Power of the Prophecy doing it because it's really selling like hotcakes, and I really like to get the information out is what I like to do most of all. And, it's over 468 pages, so it's not a little book. It tells the whole history of the Bohemia Grove Club to start off with, And I think the most interesting part, you know, Alex tells his part of how we get in, but actually nobody's ever really heard the full story of how, what I thought about the situation. That's why I wanted to get the book out where I could get my story out there to the public. I just think it's a very interesting and a historical thing that we did to get in there to find out that they're really in there worshiping this 40-foot stone owl. I just can't, even it's been 13 years or 12 years, and I still can't get over that there are actually people that are running our government that are worshiping a stone owl out in Northern California. Nobody would believe that if you just walked up to somebody in the middle of the street and said that George Bush and his father are worshiping the devil.
And basically we have the pages from their publications from put out, and if you want to get them, just you can order anything from us. Just order that, to ask for the page that comes from their publications where they say, we revere the owl. We revere the owl. Well, of course, that's another way of saying we worship the owl, and this is a symbol of Moloch, symbol of Lucifer. But then, what would you explain? The whole family, Prescott, George Herbert Walker, George W., all, of course, are members of the Skull and Bones, where during their induction they kneel down before a replica of Lucifer. This is not imaginary, ladies and gentlemen. These are the presidents of the United States of America. Our number 1-888-24-LIBERTY.
For many decades, these great United States have had security and plenty because of the thousands of small farms which supply our every nutritional need. For generations, these dedicated men and women have supplied us with fresh food at reasonable cost. There is a chance that our food supply could be cut off in the event of a national emergency. You should carefully consider planting your own home garden. A seed bank from seedcatalog.com will make it almost easy. A seed bank contains every seed you'll need to plant a basic survival garden. All heirloom and all ready for you to create that special, necessary outdoor resource. Where can you find out more? Call 888-866-9132 or go to seedcatalog.com. Call 888-866-9132 right now and order seed for this year's garden. Seedcatalog.com.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
When men reach 50 years of age, most of them start having prostate symptoms. So Radio Liberty is offering a specially crafted formula called Prostate Support that addresses that problem. Prostate Support contains saw palmetto, Pygium African Park, pumpkin seed oil, and other products that have been shown in European studies to be beneficial. The product sold with a money-back guarantee. Health experts use this product, so call us at 1-800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. Get a bottle of prostate support. That's 800-544-8927. 800-544-8927. I use the product and I suggest you give it a try.
From above.
Stan. My guest has been Mike Hansen. Mike, we'll have to talk about what happened at Waco some other time, but I want to thank you very much for being with us. We'll be talking to you on our morning program, and then we have a program scheduled next week. God bless. Thanks
very much.
Well,
God bless y'all so much.
Thank
you. Y'all have a good night in California.
Right, okay. Well, that was, of course, Mike Hansen, who went in with Alex Jones into the Bohemian Grove. And if you'd like to get his book, The Bohemian Grove, if you'd like to get our four tape set on The Bohemian Grove, it must be good. We got an order just this last week from the Bohemian Library, in San Francisco, which, of course, is the parent organization for The Bohemian Grove. And then, of course, we have Alex Jones' DVD on The Bohemian Grove. If you'd like, of course, to get any of those three items, give us a call at 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. If you'd like to get the material, certainly on the fact that they, in their own writings from the Bohemian Grove, these are secret and nobody is to have them. We got them, and there they talk about how they revere the owl. And it says simply on one page, great big empty page, except for these words, we revere the owl, and I'm sure they did. This is the symbol of Moloch. This is the symbol of Satan. Understand, ladies and gentlemen, we're involved in a spiritual battle, and there are powerful spiritual forces out there, but the last thing they want is for the American people to know. Our telephone number is 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. Our webpage is radioliberty.com. If you'd like to get our material on Skull and Bones, we have it. We have a book on Skull and Bones. And, of course, you need to have this information. We have our, DVD with Professor Sutton. We carry his book on America's Secret Government. You can get Professor Sutton's book. I think they call it The Secret Establishment. But anyway, simply call it if you'd like to get his book this goes into the Skull and Bones organization. It's not imaginary. It's real. These people hold regular meetings. They know exactly what they're doing. And, of course, if you were actually to see the DVDs that were secretly shot at the Skull and Bones Society, and you can see these at WilliamHKennedy.com, WilliamHKennedy.com, you'll see the leaders of the world, the future presidents of the United States, kneeling down before a replica of Lucifer when they're inducted into the Luciferian Skull and Bone Society. And these same people, of course, belong to the Bohemian Grove and the Council on Foreign Relations, the Trilateral Commission. At least many of them do. We know that both Prescott Bush and George Herbert Walker Bush were members of multiple organizations. Poor old George W. was only a member of Skull and Bones and, of course, of the Bohemian Grove. But then if you've ever met George Bush, you wonder how he ever got into any of these things, because he certainly does not have a lot of personality, I would say that. When I met him, it was one of the most underwhelming experiences I ever had. Well, our telephone number, of course, is 1-800-544-8927. Let me suggest our four tape set on the Bohemian Grove, our four tape set on the Bilderbergers. We have certainly my talk on the Brotherhood of Darkness. We have our book on the Brotherhood of Darkness. We have our talk on the Forbidden Secret. We have our talk on the Dark Secret. We have certainly many, many talks and books written by other people. Go to our website at RadioLiberty.com. We have extensive material on these secret societies that rule the world today. Our number, 1-800-544-8927. Our webpage, RadioLiberty.com. Please pray for America. But pray for Radio Liberty. Pray for Alex Jones and Joyce Riley. And yes, pray for Mike Hansen. Until tomorrow at the same time, may the Lord be with you.
Show. It is Monday, 11 June 2012. Thank you so much for being here today. Thank you for caring about this crazy mixed-up world, wanting to put it together. And then when we get this incredible blow that comes to us periodically, such as has done over the Rand Paul incident, we just keep going. We just keep trucking, because that's what it's all about on this journey. I do welcome you to the Power Hour, and I don't know how many of you had a rough weekend trying to make sense of why Rand Paul would come out in favor of Mitt Romney and endorse him. You see, it's one thing to say Ron Paul's leaving the race. It's another thing to say he endorses Mitt Romney. Doesn't make any sense. A lot of people... Well, to say they're upset, well, that's putting it.